Welcome to the class Reading and Writing for College Students. For the Christian Leaders Institute, my name is Sky Pike, and we are going to begin the second part of the Unit 1 of the process of reading. The second part is called Recognizing in the Process of Reading. So as you can see, In this particular image here, there's things that you recognize. We recognize that there is a person that's reading a paper. That seems normal. There's other things that are abnormal that we recognize. For instance, the paper's burning. But the fact of the matter is that when we are really engaged in learning, in reading, we can become so focused that we don't realize what's going on around us. We, if we are truly active in the mental way that we should be in reading, we are going to be able to shut out the rest of the world around us because we are so focused and interested in thinking on the very thing that we are reading. As we're doing this focus, we're really looking at, we're viewing letters, words, spaces between the words, sentences, paragraphs, different images, graphics. And in reality, every word and letter and space is becoming an image in our own mind. In the neurology, the neurobiology of this, it is literally what's happening. There are images that are being put onto our eyeball, into our eyes, that get shipped back into our brain, and our brain then interprets, translates those images into something that has meaning to us. If you think about the concept of an image, actually every word, every letter that we have is an image in and of itself. For instance, in the Chinese language, their alphabet is not an alphabet like ours, where the words are made up of individual letters. The words are actually made up of symbols, similar with hieroglyphics in the ancient Egyptian language. They're made of symbols, and every symbol, every word has a symbol that's associated with it. And so instead of having to learn 26 letters of the alphabet, you have to learn thousands upon thousands of symbols that associate with every word. And in reality, that's what we are doing in our own way. We get to the point where when we're reading, we don't look at the letters individually. We see a set of letters and we immediately recognize this word is and or but or for or tomorrow or yesterday or some other word. I had an aunt who passed away a couple years ago whose sister had the ability to speed read. And I was told that, and I remember this lady, but I never saw it. I was told that this lady could literally take a book and flip through the book and understand completely what that book was saying. Because to her, the words on each page came as an image that her brain could comprehend immediately, just like most of us do with a word or a letter. And so the ability to concentrate and focus on these letters and words is going to make images, whether it's a letter, whether it's a word, whether it's a whole page, that are going to be taken into our eyes, translated by our brain, and turned into something that is, that word is associated with in the real world. Maybe it's a physical object, maybe it's a person, maybe it's an idea. But that image is going to be changed into something in our mind that takes that image and translates it into a thought, which then translates us into something in our minds that's associated that we can see as reality. I'd like us to look at a text right now. So this is a very familiar text to those of us who are familiar with the scripture. It says, now the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk?" Now, when we look at this passage, what do we see? What do we recognize? Well, we see there were two people. We see they were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other, and then Jesus appears. But they didn't recognize him, even though they apparently were supposed to recognize him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" Now, for those of us that know the Bible, that know the story, we start to say, okay, these are disciples. Our brains, I should say, let's back up here a second. Our brain is taking in these words. We see village. I immediately think of a little small town. I see discussing, discussed, talked and discussed. I think of two people conversing to each other, with each other. I see the word Jesus. I think of pictures of Jesus that I know. Whether that's truly what he looked like or not, I don't know that, but I think of those pictures of him. I think of 7 miles. I know how much 7 miles is. That's great. Now, if this was a different language, I'd have a whole different time understanding this. Say this was written in Spanish. I've had to learn Spanish in the last few years. I'm not very good at it, but I could see that learning language and learning to think about a language, these words, if I had read this verse in Spanish, would be completely, I would have no idea what it said a few years ago. But now when I read it in Spanish, if I'd read it in Spanish, I'd be able to pick out different words that were, oh, I know what dos means. That means two. I know what pueblo means. That means village. I know what siete means. That means seven. I could pick out words that were now starting to make sense to me. I could pick the words out, but I couldn't really put those words into a context that meant anything to me. And so as I'm learning more Spanish, it's like I'm walking out of this fog and things are becoming clearer and clearer. The same thing is true when we're reading. As if you remember when you started to read, those words were first very difficult. You couldn't understand them. You didn't recognize them. What did this mean? We had to sound them out individually. But now it's just automatic. It comes to us immediately. Jerusalem, that's a city in Israel. I know where Jerusalem, the holy city of God. The same thing is true when we're learning a language. We start to put objects and ideas and people with those words that those are the words symbolically are representing those people. So as we start to discuss this and talk about this, we understand this because we can read. Two, we know the Bible. For most of us, we know the Bible, so we know the context that this comes from after the resurrection of Jesus. And so we can start to put things in the story that we don't even have in front of us. What about someone that doesn't read English? What about someone that doesn't know the Bible? How are they going to understand what these words are? How are they going to recognize what's being said in this very important passage about the two disciples on the road to Emmaus and the teaching that has come down to us through the ages? We need to recognize that others don't recognize the things that we recognize. And that's another reason why it's very important that we put cognitive effort into the reading that we do, whether that is a paper from a newspaper, whether it is a book we're reading for fun, but especially if it is the very Word of God, the Bible. So thank you for joining us. One more thing here. Reading is a mental process in which we recognize all these different things, letters, words, spaces, sentences, paragraphs, those images, and that which we imply meanings. Those words give us meanings. Symbolic words are associated with real people, real things, and real ideas in the real world that we put with meaning to those words. So thank you for joining us for the second session, and we hope to see you back in the near future.